Shalom to all. Welcome back to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Vayakhel. That is Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Aleph. Now let's remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was taught all about the Mishkan, its structure, the Kelim, and the Big Day Kahuna. However, he didn't tell Klal Yisrael about it yet. He was up in Shemayim. In these Parshas, Vayakhel and Pekudei, we're going to learn about Moshe teaching Klal Yisrael about the Mishkan and the actual work that was done. So Chumash says, Vayakhel Moshe gathered as Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, all of the congregation of Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer Lehem, and he told them, Eila Hadvar Masher Tziva Hashem Lasus Oisam, these are the things that Hashem commanded to do them. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Vayakhel Moshe L'machros Yom Kippurim. This was the day after Yom Kippur, Kesheyard Minahar, when he came down from the mountain with the second set of Luchas. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Sheshes Yom Teyasa Melacha, 6 days you should do work, Obayim Hashvi, and on the seventh day, Yelachem Kodesh, it should be holy for you, Shabbos, Shabbos in Hashem, a day of Shabbos for Hashem, Kala Oisa Bay Melacha Yumas, anyone that does work on it shall die. Loisavar Resh Bechomash Vesechem Yom Shabbos, you should not light a fire in any of your dwellings on Shabbos day. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Sheshes Yomim, Hikdel Mahem Hazars Shabbos Letzivu Melech Samishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu first told them that they have to be careful of Shabbos before he started telling them about the Melech Samishkan. Lemar to say, She'enu Dechaz Shabbos, that working for the Mishkan is not Dechaz Shabbos. You are not allowed to do any of the work for the Mishkan on Shabbos. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Vayyar Moshe called Asbin Israel Lemar, and Moshe said to the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael, saying, Zeh Hadavar She'etziv Hashem Lemar, this is the word, this is the thing that Hashem commanded, saying, Kichum Itchem Trumel Hashem, take from yourselves a portion for Hashem, call the Divli Bai, anyone who is generous or motivated of heart, Yivyeha Es Trumas Hashem, he should bring the Truma of Hashem, Zahav Achesv Nuchayshes, gold, silver, and copper, Uzcheles Vargamim Telashan Vishesh Vizim, and blue wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, linen, and goats, which means goat's hair, Va'aris Elim Adamim, and red dyed ram skins, Va'aris Tachashim, and Tachash skins. This was a very colorful animal, as we've learned previously, Vatze Shitim and Shitim wood. V'shem elam ha'ar, and oil for lighting the menorah, b'sam el shem ha'mishcha, and spices for the shem ha'mishcha, v'lektar sasamim, and for the k'tiris, v'avnei shayham, the shayham stones, v'avnei miluim, and the miluim stones, lo'efad v'lechayshin, these are for the efad and the chayshin, v'chol chacham lev b'chem, and every wise-hearted person among you, yavayu v'yasu, shall come and make everything, es kol asher tziva Hashem, everything Hashem had commanded. As we learned about in the previous parsha, who are the ones that actually did the work, that actually embroidered and sewed and did everything that was necessary for the Mishkan? They were called the chach May lave, the people that were wise of heart. What were they to make? As Hamishkan, which is the first cover on the Mishkan, as Ahalei, which is the cover on top of that, Ves Mechsehu, and the cover on top of that. Remember, there were three covers on top of the Mishkan, as Kurasov, its hooks, as Kurashov, its beams, as Berichov, its bars, as Amudov, Ves Adonov, its pillars and its sockets, as Aharon, Ves Badov, Ves Hakaparis, the Aron, its poles and the Kaparis, which is the lid on the Aron, Ves Parechas Hamasach, and the Parechas screen, which is covering over the Kedesh HaKadoshim and the Aron, as Hashulchan, Ves Badov, Ves Kolkei, of the Shulchan, its poles, and all the kelim that came along with it, Ves Lechem upon him, and the Lechem upon him, Ves Menorah Hama'ar, and the menorah that is of illumination, meaning the menorah that's meant to light up the Mishkan, Ves Keleha, and its kelim that came along with it, Ves Neraseha, and its lamps, Ves Shemen Hama'ar, and the oil of them are, meaning the oil that's put inside the menorah. Now let's take a look at the last Rashi in Pasuk Yodalad, Ves Shemen Hama'ar, Af Hutzar Chachmelev. Rashi says, this too also needed the Chachmelev to make it, Shumashunim Shar Shmanim, because it's different from all other oils. It's a different process than regular oil. Like it's explained in Maseches Menachos, Megagra Bereish Hazayis, first it has to ripen at the top of the olive tree, Vukasas Vazach, and then it's crushed and it's pure. So there's a very specific way to make this Shemen Hama'ar, and that's why it also needed the Chachmei Lev to make it. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Desvav. Ves Mizbach HaKetaris Ves Badov, and Mizbach that's meant for Ketaris, and its poles, Ves Shemen HaMishcha, and the Shemen HaMishcha, Ves Ketaris HaSamim, and the Ketaris, Ves Masacha Pesach LePesach HaMishkan, and the entrance screen for the entrance of the Mishkan. This is the screen that blocked the opening of the Mishkan. Es Mizbach HaOyla Ves Michbar Nechashas Asher Loi, the Mizbach HaOyla, which is what the oil was brought on, and the screen, the copper screen that went around the mid part of the Mizbach, as Badav Ves Kol Kelov, its poles and all of its Kelim, as HaKiyar Ves Kanoi, the Kiyar and its base, Es Kalei HaChatzer, the curtains of the courtyard, Es Amudav Ves Adoneha, its pillars and its sockets, Ves Mosach Shar HaChatzer, and the screen of the gate of the courtyard. This was the screen out by the Chatzer. As Yisdais HaMishkan, the pegs of the Mishkan, Ves Yisdais HaChatzer, and the pegs of the courtyard, Ves Meisrehem, and their cords, as Bigdei HaSrod L'Shareis V'Kodesh, the mesh garments, the Bigdei HaSrod, to be Mishareis, to serve in Kodesh, we're going to see in Rashi what these are, as Bigdei HaKodesh L'Aron HaKohen, the holy garments for Aron HaKohen, Ves Bigdei Vanav L'Chayin, and the garments of his sons to be kaihanim. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yotes. What were these big de hasrud? L'chaseis ha'aron v'ashulchan. These were covers to cover the aron and the shulchan v'hamenorah v'hamizbechais and the menorah and the different mizbechais. B'shas silik masois. That's at the time when they departed for the journeys. They had to cover all the kelim with mishkan so they didn't get dented or broken or damaged along the journey. So that's what these big de hasrud were. They weren't actually clothing for the kaihanim. They were covers of the different kelim of the mishkan. Let's go back to Chumash for the last pasuk in this aliyah. Vayetzu kol das bnei Yisrael lefnei Moshe. An entire assembly of Klal Yisrael left Moshe's presence after they heard this commandment. We continue with that. Vayevoy kol isha asher nesoi libay. And every man whose heart inspired him came. V'chol asher nadva ruchay oisai. And everyone whose spirit motivated him. Heviu es trumas Hashem. He brought a truma for Hashem lemelechas oil maid ulchal vadasai for the work of the oil maid and for all the work necessary for it. Ulevei de hakodesh and for the holy garments. Vayevoy ha'anashim al ha'anashim. And the men came along with the women, kol nediv lev, every motivated heart. Heviu chach v'nezem v'tabaz v'chumaz, kol klizav. They brought a chach, which is a bracelet, nezem is a nose ring, tabas is a finger ring, v'chumaz, we're going to learn about that in Rashi, all golden ornaments, v'chol ish asher heinif tenufa zav l'Hashem, and every man who raised up an offering of gold to Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk chav beis, al hanashim, im hanashim usmuchen aleim, they went along with the women. Chach, this is some sort of piece of jewelry. Hu tachshit shel zahav, this is a golden ornament, ugol, it's round, nasan al zraya, placed on the arm, v'watzmid, that's a bracelet. V'chumas, what's this? Kli zahav hu nasan keneged oisem akam l'isha, this is a golden ornament placed on the private part of a woman. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel. V'chol isha shanim se'itai, and any man who was found with him, tcheles v'argamen v'til hashani v'shesh v'izim, blue wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, linen, and goat hair, v'aris elim adamim, or red dyed ramskins, v'aris tachashim, or tachash skins, heviu, he brought them. Kol merim shumas kesef v'nchashes, anyone who set aside a portion of silver or copper, heviu es shumas Hashem, they brought that as a shumat Hashem, v'chol asher nimtza itay, and anyone that was found with them, atze shitim, shitim wood l'chom l'chso avayda, for any melacha that needed to be done, heviu, they brought that also. V'chol isha chachmas lev, and every wise-hearted woman, b'yodeh hatavu, they spun with their hands, v'yaviu matve, and they brought their spinning, es atcheles, the blue wool, v'es argaman, and the purple wool, v'es tas shani, and the scarlet wool, v'es hashesh, and the linen. V'chol anashim, and all the women, asher nasa liban aysanim chachma, whose hearts inspired them with wisdom, tavu asa'izim, they spun the goats. Now, what does this mean that they spun the goats? It's not like they were Amelia Bedelia. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav, tells us, hi haisu manas yisera, this was extraordinary craftsmanship. They were able to spin the hair directly off of the back of the goat. They didn't have to cut it off and then spin it. They were able to spin it while it was still attached to the goat. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'hanesim heviu, and what did the Nesim bring? Es avnei ashayim, avnei ashayim, ve'es avnei miluim, and avnei miluim, lo'efed v'lachayshen, for the efen and the chayshen. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'hanesim heviu. Amar Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Nasan says, Ma ro Nesim lesnati b'chanukas ha-mizbech batchila. What is it that the Nesim saw that made them contribute first at the Chanukas HaMizbeach, when there was the inauguration of the Mizbeach, uvmelechas HaMishkan lois nazvi batchila, and they didn't donate in the beginning by Melechas HaMishkan, which is what we're learning about now. Elokach Amru Nesim, this one Nesim told themselves, yisnadvu tzibur mashen v'smnadvin, let everyone donate what they would like to, umashem achasim, whatever's left over, whatever hasn't been donated, anu mashlim noisai, we're going to complete it. Kimish shlimu tzibur asakol, since the tzibur, they gave everything, they gave even more than was necessary. Shinemar says in the pasuk v'amlecha haysodayim, and it was enough. Amru Nesim, the Nesim said, mahalenu lasais, what are we able to do? Because everything was brought already. They lost out. Heviu es avnei hashayim v'gaymer. They brought the avnei shayim and the avnei miluim. Lekach esnadvi b'chanukas ha-mizbeach t'chila. That's why they contributed first at the chanukas ha-mizbeach. Ulefishan es asu mitchila. And since they were lazy at the beginning, meaning at the beginning of the Mishkan, nechshra es mishmam, a letter was taken out of their name. V'hanesim ksiv, it says the word hanesim without a yud as opposed to with a yud. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Ches, ves habaisim ves hashamen, and the spices and the oil, lama'or, for the lighting of the menorah, ulashem and hamishkan, for the Shem and Mishkan, Lukteris Asam, and for the Ktiris, call Ish V'isha, every man and woman, Asher Nadav Liba my son, whose heart motivated them, Lahavi Lacha Amalacha, to bring for all of the work, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasais Biyad Moshe, that Hashem had commanded through the hand of Moshe, Heviu B'nai Israel Nadav Hashem, the B'nai Israel brought and Nadavah to Hashem. We're going to conclude here with the second Aliyah Parshas Vayakil. Again, if it is a double Parsha Vayakil Pekudei, then this is the end of the first Aliyah of Parshas Vayakil Pekudei. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.